Later this month, Mayor Andrew Ginther will hold his annual State of the City speech, looking back at the past year's accomplishments and charting a course for the coming year. But the event's price tag and the long list of private sponsors are raising eyebrows. And Columbus is unique among major Ohio cities in its approach, relying on private donors, many of whom do business with the city, to fund the event.
Please welcome the Mayor of the City of Columbus, Mayor Andrew J. Ginther.
Last year, Mayor Ginther held his State of the City address at East High School before a crowd of about 600. He laid out a vision for the city in a professionally staged event in the school auditorium. Then, as now, the event was funded by private sponsors. I caught up with the mayor at the ribbon cutting for White Castle's new headquarters.
It's important to get the event out of City Hall and to take it to neighborhoods throughout the city. And we don't think necessarily that city resources should go towards it.
According to the mayor's office, the city began holding the address as a sponsored event in 2004 under Ginther's predecessor, Michael Coleman. Catherine Turser from government watchdog group Common Cause Ohio says the mayor's impulse to get out into the community is a good one, but she questions the scope of the event.
We're not talking about $100 from the local grocery store. We're talking about large contributions from people who are vendors of the city or have contracts for the city to do work.
This year's event will have 15 sponsors. They'll contribute from $1,000 up to $25,000. The biggest contributor is Stantec, an engineering firm headquartered in Canada. This year and last, the company put $25,000 toward the event. The city has a long-standing relationship with the firm, going back to 2008 when it acquired R.D. Zandi & Associates. During 2019 alone, City Council signed off on roughly $4.3 million in contracts with the company. In an emailed statement, Vice President Eli Sabah defended their sponsorship, saying, quote, "At Stantec, we support the communities we live and work in as part of our community engagement program, including providing support for public community events."
You know, we ask a lot of different people to support it. Some say yes, some say no. And, you know, we think it's the best way to include more people and not necessarily have taxpayers pay for it.
The city raises more than it needs from Stantec and others. And the excess dollars go into a special events fund that pays for other gatherings throughout the year like the Women's Commission and 9/11 Remembrance. I surveyed other cities around Ohio to see how they handled the State of the City address, and none accept private sponsorships. This year, Toledo will spend about $1,400 to host the talk at the local zoo. In Dayton last year, the city's only expense beyond staffers was nominal printing costs. Cincinnati spent just over $2,000 in 2019. For the last few years, Cleveland has hosted a public address like Columbus, but it uses public dollars to pay for it. In 2019, the event cost about $38,000. That's around $10,000 less than Columbus spent. Turser says there's nothing wrong with using taxpayer dollars for a modest event.
If this is about looking back and looking forward and doing things in a really deliberative fashion, there really is no reason that taxpayers shouldn't pick up the charge for something that is less elaborate than what they do right now.
The event's biggest expense in 2019 was more than $20,000 for a company called Bartha, which handled production, like lights, projectors, and teleprompters. But coming in right behind that was $15,000 for an invite-only reception at the Franklin Park Conservatory. The mayor's office describes the guests as sponsors, office holders and staffers, as well as neighborhood leaders. Although the mayor wasn't raising money, Turser says that looks a lot like a campaign event.
Well, it clearly is a campaign event. Because I think you can split hairs and say that's not a campaign event, but it really is when it becomes more of a private event.
State law doesn't have a bright line definition of what does or doesn't constitute a campaign event. Instead, it's left to common sense. Ginther rejects the idea that hosting the reception should be paid for with campaign dollars.
So in no way, shape, or form is political or campaign related. It is neighborhood and community based, and it revolves around the state of the city. And since there are no city resources that are dedicated to the state of the city, we think it's appropriate.
The 2020 State of the City address will be held at West High on February 13th. Nick Evans, WOSU News.